The budget also comes just days after One Nation picked up its first lower house seat in Farrer. The government has acknowledged that people are turning to One Nation in part because of the pain, the economic pain that they're feeling, and they don't feel that major parties are working for them. I wonder if you think this budget really gets to the heart of what's fueling the Hanson vote, whether it does enough to arrest the surge in support for One Nation?
I don't think it will. I think the voters who are moving to One Nation and to other minor parties, even to some extent moving away from the major parties in support of independent candidates like the Teals, have a frustration at the fundamentals in the system. I don't think for them it's about specific policy measures or tax reform or an item in the budget. I think it's about a vibe. I think it's about broad dissatisfaction with the way things work in Canberra, the type of people who make decisions in Canberra. So, no, I don't think it will arrest that. The fundamental challenge for the big parties, and I do think Labor's affected by this as well. Obviously, the immediate threat is on the coalition side, but I do think Labor is affected by this, is that the type of politics that is practiced in Canberra and the way the institutions work is out of alignment with the kinds of voters who want to support Pauline Hanson. And it lowers the bar for her in a policy sense. She doesn't have to put forward, you know, fully costed or well-designed plans. She's a vibes kind of politician, and they attach themselves to her because they see their own frustrations in her.
As we've been discussing, the Treasurer has been emphasising reform. I think I counted 24 references to reform in the Treasurer's speech, but he's also touting spending restraint and savings. We know a big chunk of those savings will come from cuts to the NDIS. That's causing some angst. Did we get more details on that?
No, we didn't get more details on that. We know the kind of the quantum, the size of the savings. We don't know any more about, you know, how it's going to be done other than what they've already announced. And there's big question marks over whether they will achieve those savings given the scale of the challenge that they've set themselves in trying to rein in the cost growth of the NDIS. We do know that it is fundamental to kind of their whole savings rhetoric. We know that the budget now is going to get back into surplus in a decade's time. And why? Because the NDIS savings, essentially. So they're banking a lot on getting this over the line and this being a big thing that moves the needle when it comes to the budget itself in the numbers. Whether they'll get there is still a massive question mark, and the budget didn't answer those questions.
I think those questions are coming pretty soon, though. Mark Butler's timeline for getting this legislation introduced into Parliament and passed is in the next couple of months. I think the negotiations are already underway. They need the coalition support for the NDIS reforms. The Greens are looking like they'll be opposed to it. So it's going to be technical, and it's probably going to go back and forth across party lines a few times. But I think we'll be seeing it soon.
Were there any surprises in this budget?
No, that was the disappointing thing.
It was surprising. Usually there'd be a big unannounced measure, a big centrepiece thing that the Treasurer can hold up as new news to splash across the front pages the next day. I think because there were so many pre-announcements and so many leaks this time, we kind of knew everything that was coming.
We kind of knew everything. And that was part of the challenge, was getting over that disappointment and trying to give them some credit for what they were actually doing, rather than being a bit sad that there was nothing big and shiny that we could tell all our readers about when it came to time to press publish.
Surprising that there were no surprises. Tom, Pat, really appreciate your time. It's been a long day. We'll let you go.
Thanks, Noah.
Thanks a lot, Noah.
That was political editor Tom McElroy and economics editor Patrick Commons. You can find more on this year's budget at theguardian.com. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer is Miles Herbert. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haider. Thanks for listening.